live and local. The Weekend.
Seriously, I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulated a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality. And I'm hoping that you can be on the air more in the future. Now, by the way, it's Saturday morning. This is your friend Chet. And a big, big listener of Kiki FT. Take care.
News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi, folks. John Potter back with you live and local. That's right, Northern Nevada, every Saturday, 9 to noon. I'm psyched, like many. Oh, first, hi, Phil. Phil's in Carson City running the show. How's it going, my friend?
Good morning. As my mother would say, I am splendiferous.
Good morning. I'm a bit fired up. Like many of you folks, I came to work early. You know, Phil, it always is a panic because I guess I walk in the door a minute before 9. I don't think that's true, but
it's a producer's job to worry.
It's okay. So I come in 8:45, and like many of you folks, I'm sitting here listening to Armstrong and Getty, and I wish this microphone that I'm talking into right now that I can join in on this conversation they're having, because they fired me up with some of the things that were said on that show. First off, you heard this about 10 minutes ago. They were talking about how shocked they were. They were shocked that CNN ran a totally fake story about how peace was right around the corner. Peace is at hand. And the White House or somebody said a peace deal is going to be all wrapped up by this weekend. And it turned out to be a false, of course. I mean, this is nothing new. I would have told those guys that the White House and Antony Blinken have been talking about how they're just about ready to finish up the peace deal between the Palestinians and the Israelis. They've been doing this every month for ever since this whole war started. Leading us on and getting us hopeful and everything, and they're trolling for votes, of course, when they do this. It's not the first time CNN and CBS and all the others have done this. It's the same thing with inflation. How many months have we heard from the White House that inflation has turned the corner? Inflation has softened, all this kind of stuff, and I'm still paying $2.99 for half gallon of milk. And another thing they did, I'm shocked that one of the guys, I don't know which one, he says Pete Rose should have been banned from baseball. That ticked me off. I'm not a sports guy. But Pete Rose, for his entire life, was blacklisted from baseball. He couldn't even go to, baseball veteran star events. He was that banned. And for 12 years now, Major League Baseball has been filling their pockets with betting. Today we have FanDuel and all these professional sports betting places existing, boosted by pro sports. Would you believe there are betting booths in many Major League Baseball stadiums? And there's going to be many more by next spring at the Cincinnati Reds stadium, where Pete Rose made his stardom. There's a betting book counter inside the stadium where you can make bets, including on the Reds. And what he did to get banned for life now happens on a weekly basis in the rampant sports gambling market. And you cannot listen to a radio sports talk show today and go 30 or 40 seconds without them talking about the line and the spread and the odds, the FanDuel, the DraftKings scorecard, and the whole time they continued to blackball Pete Rose. So I honestly have not watched Major League Baseball since, not so much because of what they did to him, but mainly because compared to the way Pete played, Major League Baseball is crooked for doing that. They're raking in buku bucks on betting, and they're boring now. I'm sorry. Major League Baseball is boring now. Ever since the scrappler, Phil, help me out here. Anyway, as kids, we would go out and we would imitate his headfirst slide in baseball. You know, the headfirst slide. Hustle. Charlie Hustle. That was his name. The headfirst slide. That's how much hustle he had.
Now, baseball, that's one of those professional sports, right?
Yeah, well, I'm like you. I'm not into sports at all, but I have I met Pete Rose twice when I was in Las Vegas. I have quite a story about that, and I'll see if I can fit it in today before noon. That's when I'm out the door. All right, let's get local. I'm sorry to get on that rant, but Armstrong and Getty, I appreciate your opinions and everything, but I just wanted to argue with them. Okay, so that's that. Okay, local. Are you folks hearing the planes lately? Practicing for the Reno Air Show today and tomorrow?
I live in the North Valleys, and they shook a couple of my collector plates off the wall.
Yes, what was that? I heard it was... Everybody thought it was a plane crash last night. It was not.
No.
Apparently a big fireworks show, right?
Right. Right. And six F-18s were flying around the North Valleys. It was a fun show to watch, but it cost me a plate.
Cost you a plate?
Yeah, it fell off my wall.
Well, that sounds like a good show to me. I break plates all the time.
Not collector's plates.
Drives my wife crazy. She has the most the most fragile plates in Reno. I don't want to get off topic here. So the Blue Angels, they had a big loud fireworks show last night instead, but people in Reno could hear it. The Blue Angels fly last today and tomorrow at about 3 p.m. Today and Sunday. Well, I don't know. It might be closer to 4 because the whole air show ends at 4 o'clock unless the Blue Angels do a one-hour thing. But schedule says Blue Angels fly last at around 3 p.m. today and tomorrow, and the air show ends at 4 p.m. today and tomorrow. The show is over an hour, start to finish. Parking is sold out at the Stead Airport, but there are plenty of places to park outside Stead. And you have a great view in the hills around it. I know this. Like anywhere on the hills in between Red Rock and Cold Springs, you have a great view of the planes. You don't need a ticket. You just park there and watch. Stead is going to be crowded. So I would say to keep going to Red Rock. Maybe you could watch, I don't know, Swan Lake or Silver Lake or from the Water Tower area in North Reno. You could see, get a great view of the planes there, too. So I'm kind of psyched about it. People who go on Nextdoor and Reddit and Facebook and complain about what's going on. Oh, it's so loud. It scared my dog. And I just think, God bless America. Right? Sound of Freedom guy. That's me making those comments.
May I make a recommendation?
Yes.
There is a lot of road work starting just north of the Spaghetti Bowl all the way up to Golden Valley. Leave a little early. Give yourself some extra time because the roads could get crowded. Remember how they got when the freeway was at full capacity during the air races. Same principle here. Just leave a little early. Give yourself some time.
Yes. I used to. It's funny. During the Reno Air previous races, the Reno Air races, I would go to the zoo. I thought it was a good time to go to the zoo and see the animals and see the planes at the same time. But on the way home, you would see all these cars lined up, parked on 80, lined up on the side of 80.
On 80?
They would pull off. I mean, they'd not stopped in a lane or anything, but they pull off to the crest of the hill on 80 there. And they watch from there, kind of like what they used to do with the Reno balloon races on McCarran.
Mm-hmm,
well,
mm-hmm.
They chased away all those people from the balloon races. But last year, boy, I saw a lot of cars parked alongside 80, not on 80. Don't do it. Don't park on 80. Also in local news, the Brewers Cabinet in Reno has reopened after getting shut down by the health department for droppings, not from the staff, it's from the mices. This is their second skirmish with health inspectors. It's a darn shame. I love that place. I really do. The Brewer's Cabinet, but their second skirmish with health inspectors. Somebody please call up and tell Bar Rescue. I say bring in John Taffer.
When people get sick, I get angry.
You know that guy?
I do.
Yeah. No more mouse kebabs at Brewer's. Don, that was a good dish.
It was hard to get the mouse meat in between the onions. That was
But I appreciated the effort. Okay, Election Day is now 31 days away. Ballots are being mailed out starting on Wednesday. Early voting starts on the 19th. There you go. We're going to be talking restaurants up next with our first guest. It's Chef Mark. Hey, funny, we were just talking about a restaurant. We aren't going to bring up mouse kebabs. We're going to have a great conversation about that and the dinner that Chef Mark is organizing to honor first responders. And I think it's very timely after what we saw with the storm in the southeast, and especially locally what we saw with first responders and how they came all out for the Davis fire. And so many people after the fire, well, it's kind of still smoking now. It makes me nervous. How long does it take to put out those ashes? I mean, the wind kicked up those ashes and it started smoking a little bit. Made me really nervous, but they know what they're doing, I'm sure. But anyway, a lot of people after the Davis fire was burning were wondering, how can we thank these people? And, well, this is the way. But we're also going to have fun talking about restaurants, my favorite topic, and also to get you to this the appreciation dinner honoring first responders who come out and enjoy a great meal and giveaways and silent auctions and all that kind of stuff. So I'm John Potter. This is All Live and Local with Phil in Carson City running the show. Always inviting your calls, 884-9910. We're going to be back in a few minutes to talk with Chef Mark here. And we have other guests, too. I'm going to hit on a lot of stuff here today. I'm over-prepped. I don't know how I'm going to fit it all in, but I'll talk faster. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 918.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hey, welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Can I take a second? This happens every time. Phil, this happens every other time we get a guest here. The microphone, the minute we start to go on the air, it just falls.
It fell off the mount?
Yes.
Well, I'll entertain the troops while you put things back together. I will tell them how cute my cat Lefty is. I'd have known that I was going to keep that cat 12 years ago.
Stop it. Okay. Cat talk chases away the listeners from what the boss told me. Doesn't want cat talk.
Apparently, a few seconds.
Apparently, early on, all I did was talk about cats, according to the boss. That's not true. All right, in the studio, Chef Mark Silva. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, John?
You don't have to hold that. There you go. That's perfect, right?
That's
there.
Perfect.
How's it going?
It's going good. Very busy and tired. I didn't want to get up, but I knew I have to. I got to go see John.
I can't believe you take this huge effort on every year, the big... Thank you. What's the name of it? I should know.
Chef Mark's. This year it's Chef Mark's 4th Annual First Responders Appreciation Dinner.
There you go. And I'll be honored to host it again. What's the date?
The date is on my birthday, October 25th.
Write it down, folks.
6 p.m.
October 25th.
One-time dinner service, and we're going to be giving awards this year to local first responders that went above and beyond the call of duty in 2023.
I love, and I was there last year, or was it 2 years ago?
Last year.
Last year, okay. The first they know about this dinner. They show up, and you'll see outside the venue all the... first responder trucks, and people think, neighbors think it's an emergency or something. No, they're getting their thank you at, where is it?
It's going to be at 877 Ralston Street, the American Legion Hall, Post 1.
That's right. And it's big. It's got a lot of space. All first responders are welcome, and you folks are welcome. You selling tickets right now?
Well, we don't sell tickets. Everything is free, but we do a raffle and a silent auction, and we sell raffle tickets at the door. You're not obligated to buy a raffle ticket. You can just come to the dinner. You're invited.
You're going
to
have the silent auction again?
We got the silent auction. We got a lot of good gifts.
You have the bar set up there?
We got a bar. We got wine. We got wine, and we got sodas and milk and stuff to drink. But
if they don't have to buy a ticket, who pays for all the food here?
All the volunteers. Right now, I'm getting ready to go collect all the food. We wait till the end for that, of course.
You're way too generous. You gotta charge money for these things.
No money. Everybody, you know, it's just free. It's just free. We have over 70 sponsors that help us.
That's a beautiful thing. I'm going to bring that up again at the end of our interview to remind folks, but let's talk restaurants while I got you here. It's my favorite topic. So any new restaurants out there that you tried there, Chef Mark? Now, Chef Mark has worked in restaurants all his career, especially in Reno. He was lately the chef, I think, Mustang Ranch.
Well, it's not lately, but in the past, yeah, I was a chef at Mustang Ranch. I worked there 3 times, actually.
And where are you a chef now at?
Well, it's funny because I was, Kappa Alpha Fraternity is on Ralston, atop of Ralston, across from the fire department. And my friend, there used to be a sorority there, and my friend used to do some construction work there. So I've been in that building. It's a really big building, 1075 Ralston Street. And I was going to the fire department's, and I was handing out flyers and everything, and I had went to the fire department at up on Ralston, and I went and handed them a flyer and told them about the dinner again that they know about. And then I looked across the street, and I'm like, oh, man, I've been in that building before, and there's some kids.
The fraternity?
Yeah, there's some kids out front and everything, and so I walked over there, and I approached these two guys. It's funny. And I said, hey, I've been in this building before. What's going on here? He says, the fraternity and all that, and I said, hey, you guys looking for a chef? And it was the president and the vice president. And they look at each other, and they just had the smile on their face. They're like, we were just talking about that 15 minutes ago. And I said, well, you don't have to look no more. I'm
so the fraternity hired you as a chef. Yeah. Is this a full-time job?
Yeah, so, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's a good position. I love it.
I can't believe a fraternity in Reno has a full-time chef.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they got the best, actually.
Yes, they do. I mean, when I went to college, oh, my God, it was some sort of high school meal plan.
No, hold on, though, but the sorority down the road, the girls have a chef, too, though. They do have a chef, and he's on TikTok. So I don't know. We might be making some TikTok videos with him.
And where else? What restaurants did you work in before Mustang Ranch?
Golden Silver Inn.
That's right, Golden Silver Inn,
yeah,
Have you been back lately? You worked at the Reno Hilton?
I ate breakfast at the Golden Silver Inn about a week or two ago.
Okay, I hear the new owner's kind of changing it up a bit. Jacobs now owns it.
Jay's Resort owns it. They're doing a lot of change in that whole street. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's great.
I really do. I'm sorry, but yes, some folks were misplaced and such, but we can't continue to let downtown Reno look like a slum like that. Yeah. I mean, somebody was willing to put up some money, and it looks fantastic.
Definitely taking a risk. I mean, but it's good.
Yeah, okay. So Golden Silver's still good.
Golden Silver's still good, and I think Jeff's gone now.
Okay. Owner?
Yeah.
Previous owner, okay.
Yeah.
I miss, what the heck? Rapscallions. What the heck? I miss it. Man, how long has that building been empty now? And it's looking shaggy, Mark. I walked by it this week. It's still deserted. And it looks worse than ever. It's got weeds. It needs a paint job. But they did take the for sale sign down, though. on Wells at Rapscallions, and there's now a sign in the window. It's an application to serve alcohol, so maybe somebody just bought the place. I hope so, because it's such a waste now. Yeah. So here's hoping.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in there, a few years, but I used to love that place, because I came up here in 1985.
Yeah, it was a wonderful place, very romantic booths.
Yeah.
Nice happy hour.
Yeah.
Classy happy hour. One of our great places. What are your favorites now to go out and
eat? I was surprised to see that it was empty, too.
For so long, I know.
I don't know. You know,
Where do you like to go?
Always in a rush and everything, so I look at the In-N-Out Burger, but then I look at the line of cars waiting. It doesn't matter what time you go. There's just a line. You know, lunchtime, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 11 o'clock at night, is packed with cars. So I'm like, I don't want to wait in that big line.
No, I thought I was alone in thinking that way. Apparently, no, everybody else thinks it's okay. Okay, so one thing that drives me up a wall, I spend a lot of time on social media. And it drives me up a wall to see all these newcomers. Of course, most all of them come from the Bay Area. And the newcomers come, and they go on social media, whatever it is, Nextdoor, Facebook, Reddit, and they bash the food in Reno, basically.
Oh, you know, it's nothing like the Bay Area. So San Francisco, it's meh.
What do the new kids call it now? Meh? Meh? It's mid. That drives me crazy.
I don't.
You may have gone to some mid restaurants, as you say, but there are some jewels in this town that put, I think, San Francisco to shame. Yeah. There are. I mean, we have some amazing restaurants. You just have to find them, you newcomers, and quit judging us on the places that are not so great. We have some not so great restaurants in town.
Yeah, I like Ruth Chris.
You like Ruth Chris?
Yeah.
I like Roxy's.
Oh, you know I've never eaten there.
Roxy's guy. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
La Strada. I think El Dorado is all the food at El Dorado. Brew Brothers.
I've been to Blue Brothers, too. Yeah, but Roxy's, yeah, that's right. I got a friend named Jamie. I think I'm going to ask her if she wants to go there.
Okay. Why, are you single?
I'm single, yeah. But,
oh, okay. Well,
I'm old.
That's for
but
another
old,
show, Mark.
I'm old. I'm old. I'm getting older. I'm bald. I'm old, bald, short, and fat.
All right. So we come to the end. Well, that was painless. Once again, let's plug this event. And by the way, we didn't bring this up. Folks, would you like to volunteer? Because we have free pizza and drinks for you today at 4 this afternoon at Godfather's Pizza on California in Reno. I'm going to try to make that, Mark.
Yeah, Godfather's Pizza is one of our sponsors.
4 o'clock today. Stop on by. I should be there because I'm kind of the host of this big event. And you know, the volunteer work is fun.
Yeah, we're going to get everybody together, figure out their roles.
All right.
And get everything situated.
All right, folks. See you 4 o'clock at Godfather's. And don't miss out. Go to the American Legion on Ralston on October 20th.
Call 775-420-6567.
Oh, that's Chef, right. They have to make a reservation.
Yeah, Chef Mark, we need a head count. So we have about 40 seats left.
Okay, for October 25th, the dinner to honor first responders, no cost to you. What's the number to make a reservation again?
775-420-6567.
Mark, thank you. You're an angel to do this.
Thank you, because we're
all looking for a way to thank the first responders out there, yep, especially after Davis Fire. All right.
Running towards the danger while everybody's running away. It's got to be pretty special.
Yeah. All right, Mark, thanks. Got a break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:33.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
You know, 2 years ago, my doctor told me I was going deaf.
Huh?
And I haven't heard from him since. Is that one new to you?
That's a new one.
Huh? What? Folks, I thought I was growing old. I thought that would take longer. You know what I mean? I'm at the age where I appreciate a nice handrail. I'm John Potter, live and local. I'm bringing up health today because we have Derek Lee sitting right there from BrainHealthFormulas.com.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Well, embarrassed? Can I tell him Miracle Mud story?
Yes, please.
All right, folks, did you hear Derek last week? He had a new product. It's Miracle Mud. And what's in it again?
Oh, sunflower lecithin, molasses. We use MSM. We use xylitol as a sweetener. We use Shilajit. That Shilajit has a lot of bioavailable minerals in it. Okay. And we use sea buckthorn oil.
And it's on your website?
No.
I'm the guinea pig. That's right. Okay.
We've been doing trials with it because I don't have a source for all the raw materials, and it gets really expensive to buy in small quantities.
So you gave me a jar of Miracle Mud, and I took it home. Long story short, I guess there were instructions, but of course I lose them. And I put it on my face every morning for the past 5 mornings. And it's like it's very dark. And so I'm all excited to greet Derek here with, look at me, I got the Miracle Mud on my face. And Derek says, you're supposed to eat it. Like how? Like spread it on bread or something?
Sure.
And so I'm sitting here with this dark face because I put the Miracle Mud on my face. But listen, in my defense, the jar looked like it was a facial product.
It does.
Well, so anyway, I wore it every morning this week. It smells good, and it looks great with my face. Actually, my wife hates it. But to me, it's like a bronzer. You ought to look into this. It gives me a nice tan.
It does.
You know, a Channel 2, before they cut me off the air mid-sentence and shut down my cubicle after 20 years, at Channel 2, I was the only news person who did not wear makeup with the base and the rouge and the brush and all that. I used my bronzer, and it just gives you that slight darkening so your face doesn't look like a wanted poster under the lights. But this stuff, I'm dark face. I'm almost black face, and I've been doing this every morning for 5 days.
Your skin actually looks really good, John.
And I was supposed to eat it. Okay, well, let's change the subject. You want to talk today about your weight loss plans. Are these your personal weight loss plans or ones that you're developing for people to purchase?
This is my personal journey. I weighed myself this morning, and I weighed 215.
With your Fat Buster product?
No, I weighed myself, and I weighed 215 pounds. And so for me, that's 15 pounds more than I've weighed in the past 4 years, 5 years. And so I'm going on a diet. I'm going to, I guess apparently there's something called the carnivore diet, where I assume that's mostly meat.
Like the caveman diet wasn't that big?
I think so.
5 years ago or so?
Yeah. What I know about myself is if I can eat meat and fruits, I can drop weight really fast. The hard part for me is sticking to it. Mm-hmm. And however, I woke up this morning like 4 o'clock in the morning. My alarm clock was not set for that time. It was set for 6. But I couldn't move my head. My whole back of my neck locked up. And it didn't make sense. But when I woke up...
You slept in a funny position.
No. I fell asleep completely flat on my back, and I woke up flat on my back. So what I got out of what I extracted from that was that's more of communication from God or the universe. Like, you got to do something about this now. You don't just stop putting off going on a diet and just do it. And so,
you know how many times I've said that to myself?
Me too. I've said it every day for the last week. Mm-hmm. And my weight, cause I've been eating at a lot of restaurants.
That's my problem too. And I have a wife who is an amazing cook.
It's challenging, especially when I eat at a restaurant. I don't like to waste money, and so I like to eat it all the food. And so when I eat the food at a restaurant, you know, you might be consuming 3,000 calories in a meal. It doesn't mean you don't eat the rest of the day, or doesn't mean that's the only thing you ate that day. That's on top of what else you've already eaten. So you might be packing 5,000 to 6,000 calories in a day, when you can only really absorb 2,000 to 3,000 calories in a day. And so you can put on weight pretty easily doing things like that.
You don't know what they put in I remember I had a chef friend. I should have told this story to Chef Mark, and he probably wouldn't find this unusual. But I said, oh, man, I love your clam chowder. Your clam chowder's amazing. What goes into that bowl? How do you make a bowl of clam chowder? And this chef told me, first you start with a stick of butter. Folks, an entire stick of butter for one bowl of clam chowder.
Yeah. I stopped him. I said, the whole stick goes into one bowl?
This is what they do. Their concern is, will it taste great? They're not concerned about how many calories their dishes have.
Nope.
I still love restaurants. I'll still always go, but not the clam chowder, apparently. All right, so your weight loss plans, and how are you going to do this?
I'm going to stick with a meat and fruit diet.
Meat and fruit?
I will add in healthy fats along with that. But that's, really easy for me to process meats and fruits. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Is this diet online? Is it?
No, it's just something that I think, if we go back throughout history, you know, Native Americans, until they started raising corn, they were kind of grain free. If you think of hunter gatherers, they didn't grow grains. They picked berries when they were ripe and they hunted. And so we don't see many pictures of very fat Indians throughout history. And so if we look at hunter gatherers, they would eat meat. They might make a stew, or they would have fruits when they were ripe.
Yeah, actually, much later, you didn't see really overweight people. You ever see these old silent movies in 1920s, 1930s? Everybody's skinny,
and then
except for the fat guy in the circus,
or the overweight guys were like 180 pounds.
Yeah,
compared to everyone else who's like 150 to 160, and so. It's interesting how the whole narrative has shifted with weight. So what normal used to be and what normal is now is a very different ballgame. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of my working theory, that if we can get back to more hunter-gatherer type diet, then we might be able to process those things much easier.
I think I'm going to go in with you, because the way I'm going, I'm going to be having to go see doctor now.
Hello, how are you doing today? What is the issue with your eating habits?
The problem is I like to eat.
Hello, how's it going?
All right, we got to take a break, because when we come back, we are going to talk about your new products, Ionic Minerals and Fulvic Acid. I've never heard such a thing. But Derek has a lot of guinea pigs, including me, and this stuff works. We're going to find out more of what can benefit you at brainhealthformulas.com. So one more segment with Derek. Going to take a break now. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:47.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
John Potter here. I was just telling Derek Lee that his weight loss project, where he's just going to eat meat and fruits, sounds a bit, it kind of reminds me of the old Atkins diet from, 10 years ago. And I knew people who lost a lot of money not eating carbs, and they loved it at first because, they could eat meat and eggs. And, who wouldn't love that, right? Well, they got tired of it. And everybody I know who was on the Atkins diet got sick of the eggs and the meat, and they went to their pasta and pizza and things, gained it all back. And it's surprising to me, because I would love meat and eggs, but I'm not on it for months after months. Now, why did that fail?
My theory is because when you starve your body and the brain of carbohydrates, then we eventually get into the place of craving carbohydrates, because we need sugars in order to function, in order to survive, in order to thrive. As humanity, we need carbohydrates of some sort. And fruits is arguably the easiest carbohydrate for us to consume. It's very easy for us to consume fruits, to process fruits. Even type 2 diabetics can eat fruit, even though they're sweet, have a high sugar content. Type 2 diabetics can eat fruit.
So that's why it's meat and fruits for you.
Yes.
And they say diets don't work. I think this just might do it for you. I bought the Palm Beach diet book when it first came out. I was all excited about it because it seemed legit to me. First page, no coffee. It went right to the garage sale. So anyway, that's Derek. He's not selling this diet. He's telling you meat and fruits. And the fruits balance out the craving for carbohydrates. We'll see how that goes. We're going to track you on this.
Good.
Okay, good. All right, tell me about your products now. Ionic Minerals.
Yep, Ionic Minerals. What does that mean? It means they're charged, electrically and negatively charged, which means that increases bioavailability. And so it's more of a refined product we've already had. And so we're going to convert all of... So it's Shilajit. Shilajit is a resin from the Himalayan mountain range. It's also called lignite. It's also called, and I'm probably not going to say this right, but it's how it's spelled, leonardite, which is based on where it's harvested on the planet. All these different sources is all considered to be the same thing, but when it's harvested from different areas of the planet, it has different mineral complex, different lead minerals. So if it's shilajit from the Himalayan mountains, there's a high content of iron. If it's harvested from the peat bogs in Canada, it has a different mineral complex. If it's harvested from places like South Africa or in Africa, it has a different mineral complex. It's the same basic minerals. However, there's different arrangement of the concentrations. And so the ionic means they're electrically charged, which means they're extremely easy for us to absorb and to be utilized. That paired with a high concentration of fulvic acid enables those minerals to be delivered into the muscle cells to be stored for later usage. It's easier to be absorbed. And what I found out more recently, the reason I'm talking about this, is pharmaceutical companies are researching heavily fulvic acid because they believe that can actually be a cure or reversal for Alzheimer's disease. And so when I read that, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to destroy this. So my theory is they're going to do all their tests with the actual natural ingredient of fulvic acid. And then once they have all their tests done, they're going to synthesize it and turn it into a drug. Because shilajit or fulvic acid is expensive to harvest, especially in a relatively pure form. So you're not actually going to get fulvic acid, but to say if they get 50 to 80% efficacy of the natural product for what they believe it can do, once they synthesize it, that's probably going to reduce down to about 10% efficacy, but they're going to get through past all the FDA regulations, and then they're going to pass it off as a drug, and then it might work once it's approved for a drug, and they charge thousands of dollars per prescription. So that's a side project. So
you're working on an alternative.
I only use natural products. Yeah.
Right.
So shilajit with a 50% concentration of fulvic acid. So what I found in researching these, they all work together. They all are in the same category. When you have natural products all working together, there's a synergistic approach. Fulvic acid with ionic minerals can actually reverse bladder cancer. It's been able to reverse lung cancer, can improve lung function, it can improve oxygen availability, not only for the body, also for the brain. There's data that shows that it improves heart function, it improves prostate, it improves thyroid function, it improves just about every component of the body, every organ, improves muscle cells, muscle tissue, improves collagen, and improves just about every component of the body. So, since I have not been able to update my website, we are going to be selling this at the same price as Shilajit. And because, well, our website guys have not updated the website yet. So the price will be going up probably within the next week to $49.95. However, right now it's $34.95.
What's the name of the product again?
Shilajit.
Shilajit, okay.
It's going to be the same label. It's just going to be all upgraded ingredients.
That's what you just gave me.
It is.
Oh, okay. And one thing I got to add, too, folks, the Fat Buster product that Derek Lee has on brainhealthformulas.com, it's his Ozempic, only it's with natural ingredients. Folks, the FDA is cracking down on the compounding pharmacies now. Time has run out, so the compounding pharmacies will be fined if they mix up Ozempic or whatever Wegovy identical versions. That's coming to an end right now. FDA is cracking down because there's money involved, right?
Lots of it.
That's another reason. Get Fat Buster at brainhealthformulas.com.
So just for so you guys know what my protocol is going to be for my diet. It's, yes, it's going to be meats and fruits, and I'm going to be taking the Restore, Fungus, Yeast, and Mold, Healthy Metabolism, Gut Health, and Fat Buster.
With a meal?
Yes.
All right. Do you have that line? You should put that on your website, the
The
routine for your project.
That's a great idea. Oh, I'm going to do that. I'm going to log it.
All right, my man. All right. Now, how did you restrain yourself from laughing in my face, seeing that I put your edible mud on my face? And I've been doing it all week, and here I am with it on my face right now because I thought it was for the face. I don't listen.
It may have been my fault is why I wasn't laughing.
I'll tell my wife that. That's great.
Because it's possible that I was not very clear in the directions.
Okay.
So
I thought I was doing, I feel great with it, but I look like a goof. All right, Derek Lee, we got to go. Good seeing you again. Folks, we're going to be talking travel. I think maybe next with a travel agent. A good one, too. Stick with us. John Potter, back with you in a minute or two.